What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is time for us to take our look at some of the local news headlines for the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, yesterday evening announced that he will begin a unified purchasing system between the Social Security Fund and the Ministry of Health. He also said that starting next Monday, the 16th of September, a discussion table will be set up with all sectors to address the situation of the CSS Disability, Old Age and Death, the IVM program. He gave the various social organizations participating in the roundtable until the 31st of October to submit proposals and discuss them. He asked that each proposal be supported financially. Another of the President's important announcements concerns the Oncology Institute of Panama. Its transfer to the new health city of the CSS will be coordinated in order to put it into proper operation. This would be the first step towards an eventual unification of the healthcare system, one of Molino's campaign promises. Molino made the announcement in a 20-minute address to the nation. There he gave some data that reflect the crisis of the public health system. Today, the service is inhumane, he said. He said that according to data from the outgoing administration, 20% of the medicines are missing. But people tell me that they are prescribed 5. The Social Security only has 2, and the rest must be purchased at a pharmacy, he said. He added, there is a lack of essential medical supplies to perform operations. Today, the Social Security Fund only has 44% of surgical supplies. This means that more than half of the patients waiting for an operation will have after effects or will die before reaching an operating room, he said. Another devastating fact that he reported, well, that there are 19,350 surgeries delayed because the system collapsed. The incentive program for the national production of grains and other items is under scrutiny. Roberto Linares, head of the Ministry of Agricultural Development, MIDA, informed the Budget Committee of the National Assembly that he ordered an audit of this project because he suspects that the objectives of the program were not met. A program that was supposedly created so that in supermarkets there would be first-class rice, subsidized at 40 cents, which just did not happen. We are auditing these compensations, these incentives, Linares told the deputies. He added that based on the results, complaints will be filed with the Public Prosecutor's Office. However, he added, we do not want to turn this into a witch hunt. Independent MP Betseria Richards asked how much has been invested in this program since the last government, from 2019 to 2024, up to date. Linares responded that around $850 million is spent. Every year, he explained, almost $150 million is invested in incentives or compensation. However, he added that there are many projects of the ministry that have not been executed due to lack of money. He gave as an example the construction of the headquarters in Chiriquí, a project that has been stalled since 2017. It cost between $7 and $8 million, but it has not been completed due to lack of funds, he said. Nor has there been any investment in the watering troughs, in the maintenance of the irrigation system in Remigio Rojas, which he added has been demonized in recent years. Instead, he said, all of our funds are spent on that, referring to the subsidies. Last August, the Consumer Protection and Competition Authority, ACODECO, revealed that over the past decade, that's 2014 to 24, rice producers have received millions in subsidies without fulfilling their commitment to adequately supply the market. According to the director of the organization, Ramon Abadi Balid, this practice has contributed to the storage of premium rice in stores, despite state efforts to control prices and ensure the availability of the basic food for the population. On the contrary, they detected an abundance of special rice, which is available, well, at a higher cost. On August the 26th, Executive Decree No. 27 was published in the Official Gazette, which removed rice from the price control list. This measure confirmed an announcement made by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The regulation set the price of a pound of premium rice at 40 cents for the past 10 years. The government also announced the elimination of subsidies for rice producers. Panama, by the way, has got one of the highest per capita consumption rates of rice in Latin America, with £156 per person per year, which shows that this cereal is one of the main foods on the Panamanian table. The Ministry of Agriculture and Development estimated that the 2024-2025 planting cycle would record a total of 97,790 hectares planted. However, producers maintain that it could be between 90 and 92,000 hectares due to the uncertainty generated by the reduction in financial compensation. Since the arrival of Deputy Dana Castañeda to the presidency of the National Assembly in July of 2024, the entity's operating budget has experienced an increase of approximately $2 million. At the time of her inauguration, the Assembly's totaled modified budget was $179.2 million, of which $161.1 million were allocated to operations and $18.1 million to investment. However, as of August of this year, reports the total budget has grown to $181.2 million, with $163.1 million allocated for operations and, well, still the $18.1 million earmarked for investment. This increase in the operating budget has been mainly directed towards the payment of a second instalment of the 13th month of civil servants, and this increase in expenditure is expected to continue in the coming months. On July the 10th, Castañeda sent a note to the Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, requesting $3.3 million for the payment of the second, this is the August, and the third December installments of the 13th month, since these expenses were not contemplated in the 2024 budget. The Ministry of Economy and Finance responded that it did not have sufficient savings to cover the full request of $3.3 million and that it could only release $1.9 million for the second tranche. Constant budget increases are a common practice, you know. This is within the Assembly. In 2024, the approved budget for the legislature was $150 million, but throughout the year it's been modified to reach $181.2 million, according to data updated through August. One of the issues that is most questioned in the Assembly is the high payroll, which, according to information available on the website of the Comptroller General of the Republic, has a monthly cost of $6.8 million and includes 3,724 temporary and permanent officials. In addition, it contains 376 advisers who earn monthly salaries ranging from $1,000 to $5,000, of which 72 receive $5,000 a month. On Thursday, Congressman Betsaray Richards challenged Panama City Mayor Mizrachi to publicly report on the status of the municipal funds. In a post on the X platform, Richards questioned the transparency of the municipal administration and suggested that the lack of funds could imply a crime committed by the previous mayor, José Luis Fábrega. "I challenge Mayor Mizrachi to give a report on the state of municipal funds," Richard wrote, saying that if there is no money, that would imply a crime by the former mayor, and if you do not report it, you would become an accomplice, he said, demanding a direct response from the mayor. In the same post, Betsaray challenged Mayor Mizrachi to address the problem and not the current deputy mayor of the capital, Roberto Ruiz Diaz. A conference will be held coming, today, this Friday morning at the City Hall, where details of municipal finances will be given. A criminal complaint for the alleged commission of the crime of corruption of public servants, embezzlement, abuse of authority, influence peddling and overstepping the public functions was filed against the mayor of the district of Arihan, Stephanie Peñalva. The complaint, which was filed anonymously on the 10th of September with the Public Prosecutor's Office, is based on the fact that the official allegedly collected the first fortnight of July of 2024 in the National Assembly, where she was appointed by the Democratic Revolutionary Party as an advisor, and also collected the fortnight of that same month as mayor of the Arihan district. According to the document containing the complaint, Penyaba would have violated Article 349 of the Penal Code, which establishes that a public servant who accepts an appointment receives remuneration without providing the service for which he or she has been designated without justified cause will be sanctioned with a fine of $150 to $300 or community service. According to the complaint, Penyaba committed the crime of dual functions by being appointed to the Assembly and holding the position of Mayor of the District of Arihan. In addition, the document details that she would have committed the crime of abuse of authority contained in Article 355 of the Penal Code. At the same time, it's argued that Penyaba has appointed relatives as officials of the municipality of Arihan, which constitutes an act of nepotism and a lack of ethics as a public servant. On the National Assembly's website, Penyaba appears named as administrative assistant two, with a salary of $3,000 and an unpaid leave. Mayor Penyaba was asked to respond to the complaint filed against her, but she did not respond to messages or calls made to her cell phone. An email was also sent to her press team. As of September the 12th, three people have been arrested for their alleged involvement in the murder of National Police Sergeant Jonathan Espinosa, 29 years of age. The homicide occurred on the 5th of September in the Ciudad Radial sector of Juan Diaz district. The Public Prosecutor's Office and the National Police reported on Thursday the arrest of a man in the Veranillo sector, district of San Miguelito. This person is linked to investigations for the crime of homicide and attempted homicide. Espinosa, a member of the National Police Intelligence Directorate, was shot several times while performing surveillance work at a convenience store on Calle 14 in Ciudad Radial. An employee of this establishment was also injured in the attack. The first person arrested in the case is a retired captain of the National Police who was identified as the former partner of Sergeant Espinosa. The second arrest of a man was made during a raid on a residence in Torrijos Carta in San Miguelito. And according to the Public Prosecutor's Office, Espinosa had received threats before his murder. That's it. There we go. There's our look. That's our last look for the week, our Friday morning look. Some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.